Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 15th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Right now, we have in studio not only our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media that we say hello and good afternoon to, encourage you to support them. Go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page. We have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer with us. Shane, good to see you.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
How you been?
I've been well, and you?
Doing good. Doing good. We appreciate the time, as always. The last time you were with us, we had some breaking news that went over. That was fun. That was interesting. That was something that I was curious, since it's been about a month since you've joined us, and you made your announcement. For those that did not hear, you will not be seeking a third term.
Correct.
What kind of feedback have you gotten since the announcement?
A lot of, will you reconsider?
Yeah.
I got a lot of that. And
that's just for me. That's just, no, I'm joking.
I've had a number of people come hat in hand, request me to reconsider. But I think it's time, and we'll see what happens. I think there's a gentleman from council, hopefully will run. I spoke to a gentleman this morning, and I guess there's some other guy that's going to run. And mm-hmm. So we'll see how this all turns out.
Yeah. How is it, you make the announcement, this is something I know you well enough to know you don't do anything really off the cuff. You thought about this. You talked to your family about it, something you've thought deeply about. Mm-hmm. There's that part of it, and then there's actually doing it, and then the aftermath of it. Mm-hmm. How have you been with your decision in the aftermath of it?
I feel really good with my decision. I kind of made the decision, and that's where I'm going with it. But, there's times, I worry. I worry about, the community and ultimately the organization. But there's been many mayors before me, and there'll be many mayors after me. And life will go on, and the city will be gone, and hopefully it will be the next mayor will do things even better and make things better. And it's all we can hope for. Try to be a little optimistic. Glass half full kind.
Yeah. We've touched on this a little bit. There are some parallels between what you do, what I'm doing, and what a lot of our team here at WFHR does. There's certain jobs you do, certainly for the paycheck. And then there's jobs that you do where it's good to get that paycheck, certainly, of course. You got to keep the lights on.
Yep.
But it's a passion. It's something that you care about. You don't run for public office unless you really care about your community at this level. There isn't a whole lot of Rockefellers running for mayor or anything like that. You don't get rich doing something like this.
No,
is my point.
You don't work in government and jobs, certain jobs, just for the income, because the amount of time you put in is we figure out what you make per hour probably is not the greatest, but
yeah.
That's not why you do it. There's plenty of other jobs you can go do if you just want to make money.
You do this, you throw your hat in the ring, you do something like this because you care, because you see something that, okay, there's a need here I can help with, I can assess, I can make my community better. And that's great. And you get involved in those things. But then there's the actual process, and you're doing it, and you're going through the grind and the hardships. You go through a pandemic, for God's sake, in all of this process. And you get to this point in your career where you are going to walk away from this. Mm-hmm. But it's... You went into this caring and having a passion. You do all this work, and then there is the idea of leaving that work, of walking away from it. And there's a personal aspect. There's a passion involved in this. And it's not, while it's understandable, you told us you feel good about this decision. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it easy to make. It's not like just walking away, and that you've put a lot into this. There's a lot of projects that are still going on and that may be continuing when you leave. So I imagine there's that part of this too, where it feels good and it feels like the right decision, but it's also, that doesn't make it easy.
No, it doesn't. And like I said, it's staff, and it's you're worried about, hopefully everything's going to be okay, because I've always felt a strong connection with staff and had loyalty there, and which also I always say it's kind of been my biggest weakness, because when you evaluate staff and needs, it's more personal if you kind of have that connection, where the next mayor may not have that connection and may be like, oh, we're just going to get rid of this and this, and that's part of it, though. And unfortunately, that's part of working in an environment where your leadership is elected, and that can easily happen. And so I worry about that a little bit, and because I do think we have a pretty phenomenal staff and mm-hmm. a lot of great people there.
What are we got some time here before that, you know, you're done and everything, of course. But I thought that one of the things we could do in our conversations leading up to your end of your run here is not only touching on these subjects, but different things that you've learned in this position that may help the benefit the next mayor. So we'll touch on this, and it's a little homework for you, I guess, to think about for future interviews and everything. But when it comes to those projects, when it comes to those coworkers you have, can't be easy. To walk away from. What are you hopeful about with the next mayor that they will bring to the office?
Well, I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
I'm kind of waiting and seeing who actually ends up falling from the apple tree, and then kind of seeing what their thoughts are, and everyone thinks, I'm going to run for mayor, but people really don't understand what even the job is, what's involved. I always recommend you should be on city council first, because it's where that whole learning curve is really going to take off. And it's kind of hard to step into the mayor's office and try to learn, because it's just inundated. The floodgates open, it's just nonstop, especially when you first get elected. There's so many things to do, especially in April. There's a lot of appointments to boards and commissions, and you're trying to scramble to find people and make those appointments, and because those boards and commissions still have to continue to operate. And, a lot of people in 4 years, I've appointed a lot of people to these boards and commissions, and, are they going to stay? Are they going to go? You just don't know some of those transitions, too. And I'm just kind of waiting and seeing to see who that person is. But I think the most important thing, they have to have a passion for the community and understand that, your nights and weekends are potentially, you're going to end up missing family functions. And if you have kids, you're going to miss kids events. And it's unfortunately part of it.
But it's part of the sacrifice of public service.
Yeah, that's what you sign up for. And ultimately, that's probably the biggest thing why I'm getting out. A big piece of the reason why.
Sure. But that is something to keep in mind, and I appreciate you bringing a voice to that too, because it's not something that we think about. I think when we ask people to be a part, do a public service, when we ask people to be on boards or be a mayor or something along those lines, that's the part that can get lost in the shuffle sometimes. It's also noteworthy to me in the community in the time that's, it's been a short amount of time since you made the announcement, but in this position, I am the water cooler. Like people just come in here and there's just conversations that are going about all the time, and not always. In fact, most of the time, it has nothing to do with what we're about to talk about on the air. It's more just conversation, and I haven't heard from one person about anybody thinking about running. And I thought that was quite interesting, because I know that in years past that has been the case. I'm encouraged that you have. That's more important than if I have, I'm encouraged to hear that people are thinking about this, but. It is noteworthy, I would think, that, when we were kids, Shane, that it felt like people were just up and running to run for public office or to be a part of these things. That has changed a lot.
A whole lot.
And I know that that change has a little bit to do with part of why you're leaving office. So not only do I think that's something for people to keep in mind, the next mayor and that, but I think it's something as us as citizens, more importantly, to keep in mind, that we can push away good people. Like this happens. It isn't just in a personal relationship that you can do this. We can do this with public officials as well.
Yeah, you got to have thick skin, because you're going to hear nothing but mostly bad stuff, or how bad you're doing a job, or, you should be doing it this way. Everyone's got an opinion and everyone's willing to share it. But as you can see, not a lot of people are willing to step forward and put themselves out there and face the same scrutiny as they're scrutinizing people. And that makes it a challenge. But it's still about trying to do the greater good. And you let that noise happen, but it's just noise. And a lot of times you have to remind yourself that most likely it's in a very, very small group of people. It's a very minority, but they do have a keyboard or a voice that they're loud with. But not a lot of people agree with them.
Yeah, when it comes to the keyboard cowards out there and those individuals, a child can do what you're doing. It doesn't take a lot of brain power to be able to complain and whine. Children do it every day. What we're looking for are individuals that actually want to make an impact. It is not, I'm not at all saying that you're not entitled to your opinion. You're an American, baby. Yep. That's part of the beauty of this country. But that comes with... that isn't just something that you get to throw out there. That isn't free. That
responsibility.
There's a responsibility to that. You don't just get to say, hey, this is a problem. Okay, yep. Well, how would you fix that problem? What would you do to make things differently? And also, do it in an adult voice. Mm-hmm. Do it without having to be this one of the a name caller or, again, yeah. acting like a child. The better we handle ourselves as adults, on whether it's on social media or individually in person or anything like that, the more maybe we have of people that want to run for mayor or want to be a part of public service and everything. It can't be lost on us. I can't be the only person seeing this, that the more, whether it is, public officials, the president of the United States or a senator or a congressman or a local mayor, we have had individuals come out of nowhere to just whine and complain and bark and bark and bark and throw threats out there, throw a lot worse and more nasty things out there. And with that happening, well, those individuals aren't running for public office. Those individuals aren't putting their neck out there. It's you guys. It's you, the ones that are doing this. And we're getting less and less people that want to do that. And we're getting more and more people that the only people that want to do it are looking for 15 seconds of fame or something like that. That's not the kind of individuals we need. No. So I think that you leaving office here is a prime example for the rest of us as a community to look at this and say, well, we could probably treat our people better. It doesn't mean that you can't have accountability. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. You can have accountability and you can also show some support or at least hold back, hold your tongue. Mom was right. You know, you ain't got nothing nice to say. Maybe don't say anything.
Yeah, and especially with elected office, most people elected in office are not looking for a job. So it's not like they have to do it. It's something they want to do. And they can easily go find something else to do.
Yeah.
And that's why we see so few people wanting to run. And, yeah, and it's going to hurt. And, you know, everyone went, oh, the mayor has all this power. Well, no, I keep saying the 8 people on the city council collectively as an 8-person group have a lot of power. Mm-hmm. Individually, they have none. But, I oversee staff and make staffing decisions and I get the tie-breaking vote, but it's the 8 people on council that has the most power in the community. Collectively, they determine our budgets, they determine laws, ordinances, policies, and collectively they make the decisions. And that's where I always say the true power in government is a collective group. But, and if you can get, well, if I can get, and I know this going into it, if I can get 4 people to be one way, I can break the tie and go for another way. And last night, and I don't know if we plan on talking about it, but the ATV-UTV ordinance, mm-hmm. It was just kind of like a highlight of our community, how lack of progressive we are. Mm-hmm. And this is, it's very frustrating because everybody talks about wanting Rapids to be different. We need to do things differently. But when it comes to doing something differently, we hold on and say, no, we don't want to do that. Nobody, like I said, has a crystal ball. We don't know if it's going to be a bad thing or a good thing, but to not even try it. I just think that it just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our biggest problem in our community is when we lost the high-paying jobs in a mill, our median income dropped. And our median income is what businesses use to determine whether or not they want to do business here, mm-hmm. put in a retail store or you know, bring their business here. They're looking at that median income to find out, do people have enough disposable income to be able to purchase my goods and wares?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other side of it is, you know, if we're not attracting business, we need to attract people. Mm-hmm. But people can come and bring their income here, which can affect our median income.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're not willing to do things differently, we're not a big draw for businesses. We're off the interstate. We have our own struggles on that. But we have a great workforce, and if we can't attract new people to want to move here, because it's a lot of the younger people, middle-aged people that are using ATVs and UTVs as a family activity, not to mm-hmm. be a drunken race up and down the street, and which I don't believe it's going to be or would have been, but we need to attract other people here. And one way to do that is to do things that these age group people want to do. And last night, the council voted 6-2 to not pass that ordinance, and it's a struggle, you know. It's what's next for us.
Yeah, I remember thinking about this when we were the mills first leave, and we're looking for a new big business to come in here. And there was I can't think of the name of the business, but there was a business that was talking about coming in here, bringing in like a 400,000 jobs, something like that. But it got nixed because of the smell. Because the people didn't want to deal with the smell. People didn't want to deal with that business and that smell and of that business in their community and everything. I remind everybody that we are formerly a paper mill community, and you can't travel anywhere without smelling that. But I digress, and we will move on. But your frustration, I think, is not only – you are not the only one feeling that. I think other individuals in this community do too as well. And just speaking for myself here, this is just James, not the mayor, not Civic, not anybody else talking. To those individuals that are holding things back, that are holding on to an old guard, that are holding on to an old way, do you really love this area? Do you really care about Wisconsin Rapids? Because this is the test. It's not about you. It's about the future. If you care about the future of this area, if you don't want this town to end up like some other towns in our area, in our surrounding area in central Wisconsin here, you got to care about this stuff. You got to think about the future. None of it, miss me with this, well, I'm not even going to be alive, or it doesn't affect me. It's not about you. It's about the future. It's about this community growing and getting stronger and continuing to thrive. We are lucky, and I mean lucky, that we got out of the pandemic the way we did. Other communities did not fare nearly as well as ours. We got to take that and do something with it. We can't just look at that and wipe our head. Whew! We dodged that bullet. No, we didn't. The bullets are still coming. Oh, yeah. We've got it. We've got more to dodge here. We've got a lot of work to do. It's and we're very fortunate that we're able to do this not from the basement like other communities. We've actually got a foundation. We've had some. Mm-hmm. We've got some good things going on in this community. Mm-hmm. We've got to strike while the iron is hot when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned businesses coming to the area. There's only so much we can do about our overall income for our community. But we can bring people in. We can encourage people to come in. We can be a welcoming community. We can be a community that doesn't just say to foreign, you know, people that are maybe not of your ilk or of the same skin tone or these kind of things, hey, we welcome you. Hey, we want you here. You a hard worker? Come to Wisconsin Rapids. We'll put you to work. We'll get you an income. We'll get you know, some good things going here. There are ways we can make an impact. And hopefully by doing that, we encourage businesses to come here. Yep. and to work with us.
Yeah, and, you know, the even just the tourist dollars, you know, Town of Rome has been successful with golf courses down there and growth. And, yeah, so, you know, people with ATVs and UTVs are very popular down there. They're not going to come to Rapids, but they can go to the Dells, and right. They can ride around down there. And those are tourist dollars, and those are dollars that we need to capture and take every opportunity that we can to do that, because – we're struggling otherwise.
It's a very frustrating missed opportunity, the ATV thing. Yeah. And it reminds me of other incidents and things like this that do that. And again, I'm not begrudging. I'm thankful to our senior population. I'm Absolutely. Thankful to our older people out there. They are trailblazers. They paved the way for us to be here and to be able to be doing these things. But I speak to them as well. Change is not as scary or bad as it may seem. And the individuals that are proposing these things have done their homework.
Oh, yeah.
They know what they're talking about. They're not proposing this because they're just taking a shot at this. No, they've done the homework. They know that this could impact our community and make it better.
Yeah, we're not blazing the trail here. You know, this is, Point already has trails that go on the edge of town. Marshfield's opened up. You know, there's a lot of other communities that have opened up. And is there going to be a problem? Absolutely. We have problems with vehicles and drunk driving.
We already
and
got
and motorcycles.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not everybody. You're going to have some bad. Hopefully, the good way outweighs the bad. But the only way you know is if you're going to try it. And our council decided not to try it. And so here we are. And so now, hopefully, they might try to put together a referendum and kind of work on that. And we'll have to wait and see. And hopefully, maybe the community will know better than our council, and we'll vote in favor of it.
Yeah, I will say that when it comes to the member, I was mentioning before about how important it is to, you know, while there is need for an accountability, there is also need of respect when it comes to our politicians and our people that are in public office and everything. There's also that accountability part too. If you're not listening to your community, we will replace you. We will find people that will listen to the community.
Yeah, so that's the election part, you know.
Yeah, that's the election part of that. This whole thing. I say it to our senators and congressmen every time I'm with them as well. You know, you're a hired hand. You have a job to do. If you're not listening to your community, we will find people that will listen.
Yeah, and a small example is. You know, we explained it last night, and it's kind of complicated, but we can only raise our taxes $42,000, and it's based on your new growth, new construction. We pay $500,000 to turn on the streetlights and keep our streetlights on every year. $500,000, but we can raise our taxes only $42,000. And so that money has to come from somewhere. And, you know, the only way you can do it is increase your tax base. Our taxes don't go up, but our tax base increases with new businesses and those type of things. And otherwise, we're going to end up not being able to provide services. And it's going to come down to it with that kind of growth or lack of growth, we're going to have to cut something because there is an expense side to this. And the revenue is not coming in and expenses exceeding revenues. And it's going to go backwards eventually here.
Noticed the other day that you are looking at recruiting for a Parks and Rec Commission appointment. We have that out there?
Yep. I think we have Board of Review and Board of Zoning Appeals I'm looking for also. And so, yeah, we had an opening. A person had to step away. And But Park and Rec's a fun board to be on and a commission because, you know, it's all over our parks and programs. And I think it's a good thing in the community.
Mm-hmm. If people are interested in finding out more about that, how send them to the website?
Yep, the website. You can do an application on there. And
WIRapids.org is that website. If you don't already have it bookmarked, be sure to do so. Type it into your search bar, WIRapids.org, and bookmark that page. Keep up to date on all the good things going on in our community. Also recently had a budget hearing. Any highlights from that?
Yeah, so last night, I forgot to mention that they approved the levy. So for our budget, it's been approved for next year. So that was good. A couple of projects in there, nothing major, but I think the biggest thing what most of us will be happy to that they're finally redoing Lincoln Street's coming up next year. Yeah. So from Grand Avenue to the Expressway, that will be redone with a, kind of a rec trail that will basically connects the west side to the east side to the aquatics. And so that'll be exciting to see that finally get done because that's pretty rough road.
Yeah. As you're going into the end of the run here, are there any individual things that you're trying to get accomplished and do? I know we've touched on this last time. I'm probably going to keep coming back to this one.
Well, hopefully whoever's the next mayor, but I'm going to try to get it done before the next mayor gets here. But it's going to be tight. There's in the budget, there's a bridge lighting project. And it's kind of been a something I've talked about for a while, like the dog park, and so we'll see. But hopefully we can get that done, and if not, then the next mayor can hopefully finish that up. But I think that'll be a really neat downtown project, and the different lights on the bridge during the seasons I think would be really neat.
Since you brought this up, because I never thought of this before, and since you brought it up, I cannot go over the bridge and not think about it. I swear, like every time I'm over the bridge, I'm thinking about it. I think great points. It'd be very cool. It would be a fun thing to have for our community. But going back to what we were talking about before, if I'm driving around and I'm checking out areas. Like I remember my my papa when he first moved to this area, he was a semi driver for Spectre for 40 some years. He'd go from Chicago to Canada, and he came through this area. And through that process, he came across the Rome area and fell in love with it. But he didn't want to. He moved there in part because there was a Pretzels there. There was a business within shouting distance and everything. Other communities that he had gone through, he didn't see that. He'd have to travel like 45 minutes to get to a grocery store or something. What he liked about Rome was obviously the beauty of it, but also the connection of having not only a Pretzels there, but having Rapids 20 minutes away, not even. That kind of stuff matters. The little things that my papa saw in the communities in Rapids here and in Rome and Nacusa, they stood out to him. It made him want to come here. Yep. I'm an individual. I'm checking out this area for myself or for my family. I'm driving down one of the streets or one over one of the bridges, and I see these things. That's just one more thing that's going to pull me in. Mm-hmm. And we just don't know how many of those things add up and make an individual, that's where I want to raise my family, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yep. It's quality of life. And as Kyle Kearns always says, creating a sense of place.
Yeah. Mayor, I look forward to every chance we get to hang out and talk. Appreciate the time and appreciate what you're doing for the community. If people have follow-up questions, want to talk with you or individually or anything else, how can they do that?
Shoot me an email. If you go out to the website, you can find our email there, or 715-421-8202 is my direct line.
And again, that website, WIRapids.org, is the website to go to find out more information about some of the other things we've talked about today. We always say a big thank you to our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Thanks to them. We'll talk with you guys real soon, and Shane, we'll talk next month.
Perfect. Look forward to it.
Looking forward to our next guests on Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.